Good afternoon, everybody. My pleasure to be here today to present and discuss this project with you. My name is Asma Abdel Ghaffar. I am from Clemson University. I am working my PhD. My advisor is Dr. Gasek. My rigor is one of my committee members, and I am really proud to have them in my dissertation. My presentation for today is about the accumulation of total phenolics and antioxidant capacity in different tissues of peach fruits. First, I will give you a quick introduction about the peach and phytochemical compounds in peaches. Second, I will explain to you how this work was done. And then I will move in to show you our results that we got. And finally, I will end up with the conclusion. The scientific name of peach is Prunus versica. It belongs to Rosaceae family, and it's native to China as it was first domesticated and cultivated, and then it was brought to the America by Spanish explorers in the 16th century. So what's important about peaches? Peach is considered as one of the most important consumed fruit worldwide, and due to its special taste and nutritional value, and it's also rich in minerals, fibers, and phytochemical compounds and their antioxidants capacity, which is increasing its health properties. In addition, in comparing to other fruit trees species that belong to Rosaceae family, peach is the model genome for Rosaceae with fast molecular resources are available. Phenolic compounds are secondary metabolites that naturally found in fruits and vegetables, and they are responsible to the the fruit color, to the health attitudes, and to also to the flavor. In addition, the phenolic compounds also provide a good resource for antioxidant capacity, the excellent scavenger of free radical reactive oxygen species. And it has been found that by increased consumption of fruit and vegetables that are rich in fruit phytochemical compounds, it will provide a protective effect against several chronic diseases, and also increase the antioxidant defenses in the human body. In addition, the phytochemical compounds also increase the shelf life of fruit, of foods, and reduce the post-harvest disease by inhibiting pathogenic microorganism growth due to its natural antimicrobial properties. I would like also to add that the distribution of phenolic compound among the fruit is different, and however, most consumers are usually remove the skin prior to consumption of the fruit. Even it has been reported that skin has the highest concentration of phenolic compounds, but most consumers usually they remove the skins prior to consumption because they think that they are this digestible or they are contaminated by the sprays, giving that consumers usually even consume the flesh with or without the peels. Therefore, the goal of our project is to see if there is a difference in the accumulation of phenolic compounds in different fruit tissues. Our material it was maintained at Clemson University Master Fruit Research Center, and the fruit evaluated for phytochemical analysis during 2013 and 2014, and the fruit was representing different flesh colors between yellow, white, and red, and with different blush levels, white, low, and mid, and high. The white flesh fruits that we include with low blush in this study, including Carolina Peel and Georgia Peel, while medium blush include Galaxy and Red Rose. The white flesh with high blush levels, including the Sugar May and Spring Snow. The yellowfish with low blush is like Alberta and advanced selection 16 pintu. The medium include Lwin blue and contender, while the yellow with high blush is rich May, and the only one red fish with 100% blush level included in this study was the advanced selection BY 194388. How we sample the fruit. 5 fruits from each individual were selected, not randomly, but based on the reader of the DA meter to ensure that all fruits are at the same mature stage. And 2 slices from each fruit were taken from opposite cheeks. The pit and redness around the pit were removed, and the tissues separately were cut. And baked separately, frozen in liquid nitrogen, and stored in minus 20, and then grinding in liquid nitrogen. The methanol extraction was performed basic according to Canteen and et al. 2009 for antioxidant capacity and total phenolic, including the flavonoid and their subclass anthocyanins, using spectrophotometer. And the statistical differences were calculating using ANOVA at p value less than 0.05 in SPSS. In our results, we find a lot of variability in the accumulation of phenolic compounds and antioxidants capacity. However, in general, we found there is no significant differences in the accumulation if antioxidant capacity and antioxidant capacity and individual phenolic compounds between the white and yellow. As you see in this slide, there is no significant differences between white flesh and yellow flesh. However, the accumulation of phytochemical compounds was significantly higher in the red flesh colors, except for total phenolic, which shows no significant differences among different flesh colors. The second figure also explains the difference or the accumulation of total phenolic and anthocyanin, flavonoids, and antioxidants among different fruit tissues. And here, as we expect always, the skin has the highest amount. However, in this study, we found that there is no significant differences between different fruit tissues in the total phenolic. For the antioxidant capacity, this figure is summarized all the different flesh color between white, yellow, and red, and between different blush levels within different fruit tissues. As you see here, it's very interesting. There is no significant differences between the medium and high blush fruits. However, the fruits with the low blush has the highest antioxidant capacity in the white and yellow flesh colors. And this figure also explains the total phenolics between different flesh colors with different blush levels within the different fresh fruit tissues. It's very interestingly to see here in the yellow flesh colors, which is the most popular peach color in the U.S. fresh market, shows no significant differences between the low and medium, and also between the tissues, which is the most important thing that we are focused in this project. If there is a differences in the amount of total phenolics within the different fruit tissues, and this figure shows no significant differences between the skin and flesh and skin blush flesh. Giving that. Maybe suggesting that similar amount of total phenolic can be consumed regardless of the skin presence. And we test the correlation between Sorry. Something wrong. Anyway, there we test the correlation between the antioxidant capacity and total phenolics and among different flesh colors and. Between different flesh colors and, sorry for that, it should be, it shows the table for the correlation between antioxidant and total phenolic within different flesh colors and within different fruit tissues. And what we found in this result that the highest correlation between antioxidant and phenolic compounds was found in the even, the blush, the flesh, or the flesh plus skin. However, there is no correlation between the antioxidant and phenolic compound in the skin. What we were expected to see. So in conclusion, from this study we found there is no significant differences in the amount of total phenolic compounds between different fruit tissues nor different flesh colors, which assuming that like I mentioned before, by consumption only the flesh with or without the skin, we will get the same amount of total phenolic. And there is a high positive correlation between antioxidant capacity and accumulation of total phenolics in the flesh with or without the skin. This result supports the fact that peach is a very healthy fruit and it has it's a source of the health-promoting phenolics. Finally, I will thank all people who helped in this work, and especially thank Dr. Gasek for guiding me to this work. Thank you, and if you have any questions. The question was how I make sure that all the fruits are the same at the same stage of maturity. Actually, we measure the five fruits from each cultivar by the DA meter. We measure the IAD, the index of absorbance differences, from both cheeks, the two cheeks, and we make sure that all five fruit at the same ripening stage. For example. This machine this tool gives us the reading for the chlorophyll in the fruit. For example, if it's 0.8 or 1, that means the chlorophyll is very high, that means the fruit is not ripe very well. While 0.4 to 0.6, that means the fruit is ripe, you know. So we pick all the fruit at the same stage at the 0.6 to make sure that they are in the. Yeah, it's in the three when we pick them, it's at 0.6, it's the commercial stage. Because less than 0.6, it will be very ripe. And more than it will be very not ripe yet, it's still not mature. Any other question? The question was if I measure the DA meter on the white flesh and yellow flesh at the same stage. Yes, we keep the same reading on the whole fruit, the white and yellow and red. All of them, we pick them at 0.6 range. Thank you.